Hello, I'm Jamie. I'll be with you for the next hour. It's my first time on the radio, but hopefully not my last. Let's see how it goes.
Fun, fun, fun. Fun, fun, fun. Fun, fun, fun. Fun, fun, fun. James Dean posters on their wall. What sad little end to it all. Last seen having lots of fun. Barefoot and on the run. I am mad from Scandinavia. I want a guy in the London area. We must be crazy and Sagittarius. Cause I am Leo and I'm hilarious. Which gives me fun, fun, fun. A journey fun. Thunderbirds fly. Poster on their wall says why. I'm a guy from Camden Town. My hair is curly but I gel it down. My clothes are black but my bread is brown. I'm really into a LA Motown. Which gives me fun, fun, fun. A journey fun. The start, the expression she puts is exactly like last time. Got to conclude she just has enough fun. Fun, fun, fun. Jeremy, fun.
Right, so that was the House Martins with Five Get Overexcited. I was going to play Happy Hour, but that's too much of a cliche. Right, so yeah, let's get this going. So as I said, bear with me. I'm new to this. Might make mistakes. I don't intend to, but we'll see. So I'm going to do a little bit of chat. Might do some travel later. Do a bit more weather. It's just as I say. So what I'm going to do first is talk about books. I'm an avid reader and I love my books. And childhood. For me, it was Enid Blyton. I was a big lover of the Enid Blyton books, especially the Magic Faraway Tree, as well as the Famous Five. We've got some listeners who I've got a friend of mine who her childhood memories was George Orwell's 1984. That's a good friend of mine called Teresa Coffey, which is a little bit unfortunate because she does get a lot of abuse on Facebook when the Suffolk Coastal MP might do something because her name is very similar. But that's a subject for another day. There's what we'll do a bit more later. I'm going to play you another one of my favourite songs because please indulge me. This hour, my first hour on the radio, is going to be songs that are dear to my heart. And here we go with The Proclaimers.
A look up the rail track from my eyes. no more, sky no more, Loch Harbour no more, Sutherland no more, Lewis no more, sky no more, Loch Harbour no more, Sutherland no more, Lewis no more, sky no more. I wonder my beauty, do we ever intend to help us pick the light back to a dying mutual friend? Cause we do not care, I think we are pretty lover. Do we have to roll the wall to prove how much it hurts? When you go, will you send back a letter from America? If I look up the rail track from Miami to Canada, back home. Bathroom no more, Linwood no more, Methil no more, Irvine no more, Bathgate no more, Linwood no more, Methil no more, Irvine no more, Bathgate no more, Linwood no more, Methil no more, Irvine no more, no Bathgate no more, Linwood no more, Methil no more.
So that was the Proclaimers, who I've been very lucky to see two or three times, and I'm seeing them again later on this year, which I'm really looking forward to. So I'm Jamie, and I'm on Felixstowe Radio, but I'm not on my own. Today with me is somebody that you should all know, hopefully all know, and it's the Felixstowe Radio legend that is...
Oh, shut up.
That is Rob Dunger.
Jamie Versey, welcome to our family. It's your first day.
Yes, I've been looking forward to this for a long time. I'm quite excited.
We've set several days along the way, haven't we? But we've had to stop them because of COVID and this. But you're in today doing your first solo run.
I am, yeah.
Nervous?
I wasn't. Till I walked in that door. Now, if the listeners, I don't know if I'm giving away any trade secrets, but it's in the building that used to be the dentist.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I was very nervous coming in there as a kid. I'm even more nervous now as an adult.
If you go into the other room there, you can see where the dentist chair was. Yeah. It's something frightening about... I went to the dentist yesterday, actually, and dentists have changed completely, but it was just that school dentist was awful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's anyway, we're talking about books.
Oh, shut up, don't you?
Yeah, sorry. especially books that sort of revoke childhood memories. So,
well, you and I have got one in common because we both love Enid Blyton and The Faraway Tree. It was, I actually bought that a couple of years ago, and I went on Felixstowe Beach in the daytime and sat down there and read it. It's completely different as an adult.
Yeah, I've just recently rebought it, and I'm going to save it for when I go on holiday and read it on the train up to my holiday.
Have I spoiled it now? Have I told you what happens?
But as a child, I read it, and then we'd reenact it, and I'd go from one street to another, and I'd pretend that the alleyways I was going down would take me to a magic world.
Because the Faraway Tree's got this slide that comes all the way down, hasn't
it? Yeah.
With what was the name of the Moonface?
Moonface, yes.
Oh, it was magic.
I'm in my 50s now, but I'm really excited that I'm going to be reading a children's book.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I had for Christmas?
What's that?
A box set of the Just William books.
Yeah?
Again, magic.
William Compton?
No, Ritual Compton.
Ritual Compton, yeah.
Nearly.
Yeah.
But it was good. Did you read much as a kid then?
Yeah. It was, reading was my escape, and it still is now.
Yeah.
When I was at home, just hide myself in the bedroom and read books. And it would be books that I'd get from the library. And if I ran out of my library books, I'd read my mother's books, Catherine Cookson, Jean Plaidy, Danielle Steele, anything.
I bet you that even when you're at the breakfast table, you used to read the cereal boxes.
I did, yes. I did indeed. Yeah, anything I could read, I'd read. And It's just, I love reading, and
it takes you somewhere magic, doesn't it?
It does. When people say, oh, I don't read, and I'm like, oh, really? You know, I love reading.
It's good. It's good for you. You know it's good, because I mean, especially, how do you read? A hard copy? You don't read on a tablet or anything?
I went digital.
Yeah.
But I've I got some gift vouchers for Christmas. I've just recently bought some what people call proper books.
What an amazing present, buying books for somebody.
Yeah, and it is. Buying a book, it opens up so many worlds to people, and some people do need an escape from real life, and opening a book, and what's Eminem paid...
And in this town, we've got so many great bookshops, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I mean, if you're to Treasure Chest Books, have you been into the back of there? That is like a fairy tale as in its own. You go in, and it's got room after room, and you get lost in books.
I do need to go and see him, because I collect the Felix Stowe photograph books, and there's a few that I'm missing, and I'm sure he'll have them. So
yeah, they'll have them in there. Go and see him. Say, I'm Jamie from Felix Stowe Radio, and they'll probably do it.
Yeah, right. We're going to move on to another song now, and I'm playing this one... for my wife. So that was Queen, Love of My Life, played for my wife Katie. In a minute, I'll tell you the reason why I played that for Katie. Mm-hmm.
Primary Home Care, your local home care provider. If you or your loved one would like support to stay in your own home, we should be your first choice. Primary Home Care is rated outstanding by the CQC, as we always give our clients the best possible service. We tailor the care to suit your needs. If you would like further information, you can visit our website, primaryhomecare.co.uk, or call us for a chat on Ipswich 833 533. If you're listening to this and would like a new rewarding job, you can apply to join our excellent team of carers by calling us or visiting primaryhomecare.co.uk. Please contact Primary Home Care for care in your own home or for a rewarding job delivering care in the community.
It is common for retired people to be asset rich but cash poor. You may really appreciate some extra cash for home improvements, a big holiday, or just to replace the car. Equity release through Claydon Financial allows you to access equity tied up in your home using a wide range of products. You can take the money as a lump sum, or in several smaller amounts, or both. And you can make regular repayments if you wish to reduce the final debt. The loan amount and any unpaid interest will be paid back on your death or if you move into long-term care. Established over 25 years ago, Claydon's advisors offer local, independent and personalised advice to deliver a solution that works well for you and your family. If you're over 55 and would like to know more about equity release to help you make an informed decision with absolutely no obligation, please give Karen or Adrian at Claydon Financial a call on 01473 730090 or visit our website www.claydens.com. This is a lifetime mortgage or home reversion scheme. To understand the features and risks, please ask for a personalised illustration.
For vehicle graphics, banners and signboards, call Ronnie at suffolkprinting.com.
Based locally right here in Trimley.
0800 0787 119. That's 0800 0787 119.
In these uncertain times, faith in the church is needed more than ever. We at Felix Day Radio are bringing people together for praise and worship. Every Sunday evening from 5 p.m, Reverend Paul Clark and Reverend Chris Hood will lead the community in Felix Day Radio's very own virtual church service, featuring sermons, a thought for the day, and a variety of songs for people to sing along to and worship. We'll keep you up to date on what church services are running. And we'll also update you on how the coronavirus is affecting you and your church. So join us from 5 p.m. every Sunday here on Felix Day Radio 107.5 FM.
107.5 FM on Facebook and across the World Wide Web. The Home Run on Felix Day Radio.
So before the adverts, I told you why I chose that Love of My Life for my wife Katie, and most people might think it's a nice little romantic gesture on either her part or mine, but no, unfortunately, it's my wife's choice for our rabbit Rodney. Yep. So the song comes on the radio, or she'll play it, and she'll pick Rodney up, and she'll have a little dance with him, and I think he's got wise to it, and he hears it, and he runs away now. Anyway, I'm going to give you a little bit of traffic update. Now, I don't drive myself, I only ride my bike, so this is the first time I've ever looked at a travel map. So I'm looking at the Orwell Bridge, and it all looks clear to me. And I'm looking into Ipswich and Belstead. Is it Belstead Road? Yes, Belstead Road. There's a sign of the man digging, so I think there might be some roadworks there. So, but everything else looks pretty clear. Now, that does lead me into the man digging of another series of books I read as a child. It was about road signs that came to life. So the my older sister Tracy thought I was making it up, so I had to use Google and show her that I was right. But the books were like the digger, you know, the road. And at night, when all the traffic had stopped, because back in the 70s, they didn't have things. People didn't work at night, did they? It was just, you know, 5 o'clock, everyone went to bed. But yeah, these road signs came to life, and it was a great series, and I have tried to buy them, but they all seem to be out of print and no one seems to know. So if any listeners remember these road signs that came to life stories, please get in touch. And if you have any copies that I could borrow to read, I would love you forever. So, Rob, I'm going to ask a couple of questions about you, sir.
What? I've come here to look after you.
I know, but I'm turning the tails. You know, you come on the radio, you do a great job.
I know. All right, move on.
Not only on the radio, you do a great job for our town. So, a little bit about...
Rob. You've got a list of questions.
Well, I've done... I haven't really. I've just done a quick Google search this afternoon. It says that you're fluent... I found out you're fluent in six languages.
I'm fluent in three or four. I get by in a couple.
Excellent. So, what are these then? What do you know?
I'm struggling on Suffolk. I'm getting through Suffolk like what you shoo me because I drove here.
Yeah.
English, Dutch, French, Spanish, I can get by in Greek and a little bit of Turkish.
That's fantastic. I think I can just about manage English.
What you say?
Exactly. Your radio background, how did you get into it?
That was a long, long... I normally charge 70 quid, you know, to do this. I go out doing talks about it. It was... I was 20, 25 years in the flower business, and I had a shop in Tower Rampart Centre in Ipswich, the big flower shop that was there. And I used to listen to Radio Suffolk. Whilst I used to listen to it, because we were stuck under the escalators, the signal wasn't very good. So we had a coat hanger in the radio. Remember, you used to do that?
Oh, yes.
A coat hanger in the radio and a wire piece going outside, and the only station we could get was Radio Suffolk. And Leslie Dolphin was on our afternoon show, as it was then, and she said, I want to come and do my programmes from different places. So she came and did a programme from my shop, and we did on-air floristry on the radio, which was good. And then a bit later on, she said, do you want to come back and do some... reading the newspapers on my weekend programme, Newspaper Reviewer. And from there, I sort of drifted in, a bit of help behind the scenes. And then one day I got a break. Would you like to do a show on a Sunday, an hour? Just like you now.
Yeah.
I would come in and have a practice, make all the mistakes, and I did. And it moved on from there.
But that's quite evident in the way you you treat people now. What Leslie done with you... Mm. Give you a little 10 minutes here and there. You're doing it with other people in town.
Yeah, you can see the magic, can't you? Now you can feel it.
Yeah,
it's a buzz, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
it's not natural to what we're doing to go on the radio. It's scary, isn't it? You're out of your comfort zone. You're talking to people. You don't know them, but they know you, and it feels. But it's great, and I want to share that magic. Felixstowe Radio is brilliant for that, because we're a community radio station. None of us get paid. You know, you don't get paid, do you?
Oh yes, really? I'm off.
See, now, but we're giving people in the community a chance to come on the air, not just come on the air, to help behind the scenes. Like I could do with someone to help me with social media. If someone could volunteer to do that, it'd be brilliant. We could do with someone to help with finance or advertising, that sort of thing. So any skills people have got.
Yes, you don't necessarily have to come and sit in front of a microphone. You can do anything.
Saying that, our secretary, Stevie Collin, came in and she thought she'd come to help behind the scenes, and she's put behind a microphone and she's brilliant. So it's worth having a go.
Listen, people who listen to this and think, that's Jamie on there. Yeah. What's he doing? He's shy and retiring.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They'll all say that. They'll say...
Are you shy then?
Nah, well... I'm not, no. This sort of thing was made for me because I might not say the right things, but I like to say a lot.
Yeah. And you're local, you know it.
Yes.
You live in the same streets as the people who are listening. You go shopping in the same shops, you drink in the same, watch the same television. You're one of the people of Felixstowe, so people know you.
And it is. And to me, Felixstowe is not just my hometown. I love it.
Yeah.
And if I can do anything to help promote the town,
okay,
I'll do it.
Let's give you an interview then. You'll become the tourist board for Felixstowe. Sell me Felixstowe. Tell me why. I'm living in Manchester. Why should I come to Felixstowe? What's so good about it?
You're by the sea. And if you're from Manchester, I could go in with the fact that it doesn't rain very often.
No, beautiful weather, yeah.
Yeah, and...
What's good about Felixstowe? Come on, you've done... You're not there.
Yeah, it's quiet.
Yeah.
It's quite tranquil at times. There's people here that care. Mm. And I think that's one of the things. There's an awful lot of people here that care. We may not have the big things like your Blackpools have, like your Yarms.
We've got Landguard.
But we've got people.
We've got Landguard. We've got the theatre.
We have.
We've got the dip. No many places got the dip.
And it's so picturesque. And I live in town and I work on the port, but sometimes, especially when the weather's nice, I might do a little 8-mile bike ride into work, and I'll take the picturesque route because it is beautiful.
You talk about the port, that's a huge part of our town. You find someone in Felixstowe who doesn't know someone who works at the port. Everybody does.
It does, and people may not directly work with the port, but their work is indirect.
Yeah.
Indirect for the port. You know, the shops here, you mentioned the theatre. Would we have so many people come to the theatre if we didn't have, you know, if it wasn't for the Port of Felixstowe, we might just be a little ghost town.
Ooh. Oh, there's a good phone in. What would Felixstowe be without the port? Yeah.
And I'm gutted now I haven't got the specials on standby to play Ghost Town, because that would have been a great link.
No, we're not anything but a ghost town. We're not. Hamilton Road is wonderful.
There's people here on the council who are doing a grand job reinvigorating the place and the rebuilds along the seafront. They're slowly creeping out into the.
If you're talking about the council, you're meant to knock them. You're meant to say, "Well, blinking council, this." That's what everybody else does.
Believe me,
they do a fabulous job. And again, for the most unpaid.
It's quite easy to, if something goes wrong, it's quite easy to lump in and label, oh my God, it's that council. And it's not. It's red tape. Sometimes the red tape gets in the way. There's so many people there doing great things.
I wonder how many councillors we've got on the Felixstowe Town Council, because you've suddenly got several new listeners now. they love you.
Yeah, but I can't name them all, and I'm just picking one. Darren Aitchison. He got honoured in the Queen's New Year's Honours list for the work he's done. It's fantastic. You know, and how can you say that the people on Felixstowe Council are bad when you're getting rewarded?
Well,
not
everybody says, only a couple say it, and they get the biggest voice.
I don't want to come across at all negative, because I'm not, and it does infuriate me when people knock this town.
Do you get roiled? Riled? That's a suffix word, isn't it?
Riled,
Do you get right riled?
I do get right riled with people. Anyway, I think before I get any more riled, I'm going to play a song, and this one's to my little sister Tamara.
Song that he made. Find the streetlight, steps out of the shade, says something like, "You and me, babe, how about it?" Juliet says, "Hey, it's Romeo. You nearly gave me a heart attack." He's underneath the window, she's singing, "Eli, my boyfriend's back." You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. What you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start, and I bet, and you exploded in my heart, and I forget the movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong? Juliet, up on different streets, they both were streets of shame, both dirty, both mean, yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals, when you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold, you can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything, you promised me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, "Oh, Romeo, yeah." You know, I used to have a scene with you, Juliet. When we made love, you used to cry. You said, "I love you like stars above, I love you till I die. There's a place for us." You know, a movie song. It was just that the time was wrong, Juliet.
can't do the talks like the talk on the TV. And I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat, the bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julie, I do the stars with you anytime. Now, Julie, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. And there's a place for my whole love. You know the movie song. When are you gonna realize it was just because the time was wrong? In a love-struck Romeo, he sang the streets a serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find a convenient street light, steps out of the shade and says something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
So that was the wonderful Dire Straits with Romeo and Juliet. Just want to finish off my little talk about childhood books. I don't want to bore you with all the non-book readers, but there's I've had some feedback, and there's a couple of interesting ones that have popped up. One of them is Steinbeck's Of Mice and Men by Kyle Clover, who's is a well-known painter and decorator in town. I actually reread that the other day, Mice and Men. It's I think it's still on the school curriculum. Not that I've been at school for many years. And one, Swallows and Amazons by Sheila Smith, at the Arthur Ransom Classic. And good friend of mine, Laura Battle, she's messaged me and said, don't forget the James Herriot books. They were all classics. And Amy Edwards has come up with a couple. One is, we've all heard of, Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. But there's one that she's mentioned. It's from an author called Eva Ibbotson, called Journey to the River Sea. I have absolutely no idea on that one. So if any of you listening do, let me know. Maybe I'll add it to my list of books to read. And finally, I'm just going to mention my auntie up in Scotland, because Felixstowe Radio isn't just for Felixstowe. We go all over the place. She's mentioned a couple of classics that it's comic strips. They're not quite books, but you know, the annuals come out every year. It's so some of you might be familiar with The Bruins and Urwella. It's in the Sunday Post. Very, very Scottish, and I think Wally is actually used to sell Iron Brew, or you know, the Tunnocks tea cakes and things like that. So I've gone a little bit international with some Scotland flavour. Now that's me done with books for today, but stay tuned, because there's still 20 minutes of me to go.
Are you looking for an excellent maintenance and servicing centre for all your commercial needs? Why not contact A&R Commercials Limited? We service light vans, HGVs and trailers too. We also have an excellent breakdown recovery service and a very competitive price tyre department. We can also service your air conditioning too. We also have brake testing facilities and up-to-date diagnostics, and our technicians are Urtech trained and are on call 24/7. If we can help you in any way, please call 01223 675 684 or for more information, search A&R Commercials on social media or go to our website at ar-commercials.co.uk.
With over 70 years' experience behind them, Relax Furniture and Carpets at Brett's is the ideal place to visit when you want to invest in a new piece of furniture. Located at 82 to 84 Bramford Road, Ipswich, they carry a varied range of sofas, suites, armchairs, recliners, beds and carpets. But there's no hard sell, but they guarantee style and great value for your money. Visit the website at brettsfurniture.co.uk to have a look at what's in stock and keep an eye out for the up-and-coming sale to snap up a bargain. The shop is open Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Oh, did I mention? There's free car parking. That's Relax Furniture at Brett's, 82 to 84 Bramford Road, Ipswich. Call Brett's now on 01473 252 327. That's Brett's on 01473 252 327.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Rob.
I am.
Hi, I am.
Good morning, Rob.
Rob, hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Rob Dunger. Join me every weekday lunchtime here on Felixstowe Radio, talking and hearing about the local things that matter to you and me. Our local heroes, and there are so many.
Hi, my name is Justine and I'm an NHS worker living in Felixstowe.
Hello, my name's Mike Harrison and I'm the Bishop of Dunwich.
Hello, this is Hazel reporting back from Felixstowe Helping Hands.
All the people who are going that extra mile.
Hi Rob, this is a little message of thanks from Felixstowe Time Bank. We thought we might spread a little kindness.
I just wanted to send this little message just as a word of encouragement for all you frontline key workers.
Our local politicians, church leaders and organisation bosses.
I am Councillor Mark Jepson.
Hello there, my name's Nick Barber.
And you, the people who keep strong for one another. Felixstowe Radio, for Felixstowe, Shotley, Harwich, Dovercourse and the many, many villages in our area. Online, on your smart speaker and on 107.5 FM.
The Home Run on Felixstowe Radio.
Just a little bit, hey, baby. Just a little bit, oh.
That was the wonderful Aretha Franklin with Respect. And if you want to hear more soul classics, then listen to, you might want to listen to Rob Minter and his soul show for a couple of hours tonight from 7 p.m. Right, it's I'm flying through my hour here, and really enjoyed it, and I hope that some of you or all of you that have listened have enjoyed it as well. I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the weather. Tomorrow, Friday, it's going to be frosty at first, but that'll soon clear to leave a dry day with variable amounts of cloud and some sunny spells. And we've got highs of 7 to 9 Celsius. So we're on Felixstowe Radio. I'm Jamie. And my last little section today is going to be about Felixstowe on the television. Some of you may remember the much maligned soap opera that ran from 1981 to 1983 that was sort of semi-filmed at the Port of Felixstowe, and it's called Triangle. Larry Lamb, who many of you know as Gavin's dad and Gavin and Stacey, and Kate O'Mara, they were sort of the two leads. And the premise of the show was set on a boat that ran from Felixstowe to Gothenburg and Gothenburg to Amsterdam. And they really did run, but the other one, to make it a triangle, Felixstowe to Amsterdam, never did run. My father worked at the Port of Felixstowe at the time, and he came home and he told me that he'd met the people that were on it, and he had some good memories of Triangle, but I don't think many people do. It's one of those that does stick in people's throats for some reason. It's a bit unfortunate. I do have 76 of the 78 episodes at home, and I haven't got round to watching them again yet.
We need to talk to you about that. Do you know Felixstowe Museum are looking for anyone who's got any memories of Triangle? And you've got them.
I do, yes.
Felixstowe Museum celebrating 40 years, and they want to go back, because it was 40 years since Triangle.
It was, yeah. It was about 40 years ago. It was in the middle of its run, so...
Yeah. Was it any good? Because a lot of people told me it was rubbish, but I don't know.
As a kid, we didn't have a lot of choice to television. You had three channels and... Yeah.
Oh, now you sound really old.
I am.
You can see how old Jamie Versey is now, can't you?
It was. I enjoyed it, but it was. I think it's maybe because it had Felixstowe in it, and not many did.
Mm.
So I think I'll get in touch with the museum and
Go and have a word with Andy down the museum. You could become a museum piece yourself, couldn't you?
I'm getting close to it, Rob. Very close.
Can I just say you've done really well tonight on your show? I'm loving what you're doing. It's nice to have you in the family.
Thank you. I'll be back. I'm just going to move on away from Triangle to a TV show that appeared 10, 11 years ago. It was a five-part ITV drama called Injustice, starring James Purfoy and Dervla Kerwin. It was, it's set in Felixstowe, but they called it Ipswich.
I don't know it.
And they actually changed Chuffers, the sign on Chuffers, to become Ipswich train station.
Okay.
And my friend I mentioned her in the book a bit earlier, Laura, she was actually running Chuffers at the time, so she has some fond memories of that. Yeah, and there's some great scenes of Felixstowe. Dervla Kerwin walking along the prom past the pier, and you can see it in all its glory. And the Manor Club. Do you remember?
I know of it. No, it was before my time.
But. Yeah, there's some scenes filmed in the Manor Club, and the the caravan site just across from the Manor, Suffolk Sands, and the Charlie Manning's was used, and they've done some filming in Charlie Manning. So I did enjoy that. I did rewatch that a little bit last year. I do have one more little thing to talk about on TV, but I'm gonna play you another song now, and this one is it's Keane and Everybody's Changing.
See how you can. You're aching, you're breaking, and I can see the pain in your eyes. Says everybody's changing.
just to stay in the game. I try to stay awake and remember my name, but everybody's changing and I don't feel the same. Disappear, fading into beautiful light. 'Cause everybody's changing and I don't feel right. Slowly I turn to try to understand that I'm trying to make a move just to stay. Stay awake and remember my name, but everybody's changing and I don't feel the same. Stay awake and remember my name, but everybody's changing and I don't feel the same. Oh, everybody's changing and I don't feel the same.
So as I said before this, that was Keane, and those of you who watch The Masked Singer on ITV, when you're not listening to Felixstowe Radio, he was just a recent competitor on that. And yeah, so before I go, I've got a few minutes left. One more little thing about Felixstowe on the TV. If you've got any memories of anything being filmed in Felixstowe, whether it be feature films or TV programs or anything, just let us know and we'll cover it. Many of you might remember the Inspector Linley mysteries. They filmed an episode in 2006, again using Mannings and Suffolk Sands, and the bar on the front of Mannings, which is called Sands, that featured quite heavily, as did Family Amusement. It's not when you're watching programs on the television and your hometown appears on them, I get a little buzz. I don't know how you guys feel, but it's great to see our town and as it improves and the work doing. And you know, you pop on and see these things from 2011, and you see the pier before the rejig, and yeah, it's great little memories. There's one film. It's a war film from the 1952, I think. The Sea Shall Not Have Them. That was filmed in Felixstowe. And I think there's people have made film, local people. So if you've made anything or you are making anything and you want us to tell other people about it, and it just popped into my mind there's something about the lost sock. Do you you remember anything about the lost sock, Rob?
Pete Seven, who does our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday programmes, he was involved in that. So you need to have a word with Pete Seven because he's got... I don't know about it, but I've heard the story, but...
Yeah, and I say it must be a good while back now that came out. But again, it's so much. I see Ipswich work. There's a bit in the local paper about Ipswich being in the films. Come to Felixstowe, make your films in Felixstowe.
Next time you're on, get Pete Seven to come in and talk about the lost sock, because he knows and you know. You'll have a great conversation together.
Yeah, maybe we can reinvigorate it and have the lost sock too.
Your pair of socks.
A pair of socks. That's fantastic, Rob. Hey, so I'm going to leave you with...
We've got about another minute to go.
I've got a minute here. I'm trying to get rid of myself.
Yeah, what we got? What are we going to do for a minute then?
Well,
come on, tell anybody else why they should volunteer to come and be a presenter. You've got your first hour out of the way now and you're still keen.
I am, and it's brilliant. I've done a little bit of recording through my own podcast, but I'm not here to sell myself. I'm here to sell
Felix Stone Radio. We'll talk about your podcast another time. Yeah, we'll do that. You're doing well with
it,
aren't you?
I am, yeah. So I did get the bug, and I was asked many years ago by a gentleman called Trevor to get involved in Felixstowe Radio, and I never had the bottle. And I wish I had done 12 years ago.
Well, no, time's right, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's just landed on my plate nicely now, and yeah, I love it. So you will be hearing more of me. There might be some of you balk at the idea of that.
And, yeah, whether you want to or not, you're going to come on.
and switch off. But if I'm not your cup of tea, some of the other presenters might be. So if you do switch me off, switch the others back on.
That's a sort of an advert, isn't it?
It is, yeah. If you don't like me, you'll like the others. On that note...
Jamie, take it or leave it versey. All right, then.
I'm going to say goodbye to everyone and play you some wonderful Kylie Minogue.
Good, didn't he? Jamie Versey. He'll be back, I think he's back next Thursday. You're listening to Felixstowe Radio 107.5 FM and online.
Hi, my name is Dave. For 2 hours on a Sunday morning, you can listen to some great Christian music. You'll find the Sunday Morning Show is uplifting, it's encouraging, and we play music that's going to make you feel good. So why don't you join me on Sundays, 8 till 10, the Sunday Morning Show, Felixstowe Radio, 107.5 FM. This is community radio at its best.
New way to work scheme is being launched by the government, which the Prime Minister claims will help to get the 100